the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. In a private note for investors, Morgan Stanley has published its sixth annual audio entertainment survey. The survey notes that Spotify is now the most popular podcast platform in the US. It claims 24% of podcast listeners surveyed use Spotify, while 21% use Apple Podcasts, and it's Spotify that's growing, not Apple declining. The research also claims that people are finding it harder to discover new podcasts, not easier. Don't hide your potty mouth, says Apple in an apparently new section of the Apple Podcast requirements. Apple tell you to use full swear words. Apple Podcasts automatically censors certain explicit words in titles. They say, don't insert the asterisks yourself. Well, we don't use the censored titles in Pod News, so you can compare all kinds of naughty, naughty titles using our episode notes or our newsletter today. Nick and Caroline from Hot Pod have published their predictions of the big stories in podcasting they expect to be covering this year. Meanwhile, Rain was sent 153 predictions about podcasting in 2020. Good grief. The Publisher Podcast Awards have published their shortlist of podcasts up for an award. The event is in London in March. Kavinthran Polanthran, a blind podcast listener, has done an accessibility review of Podchaser, Podyssey and Listen Notes. There's work to be done for all three websites, he says. Podtrac have released December's top podcast publisher list. It's now a top 15 and it shows a sales contact. The data's US only, opt-in and incomplete, and you already know who the number one and number two is, so I won't even bother. Podcast Movement have announced a new set of speakers for Podcast Movement Evolutions next month. Our editor is speaking about international podcast trends. Please come and see me, otherwise I'll be speaking to an empty room. Matt Sarancini, formerly of Omni Studio and Telstra, has joined Australian broadcaster SCA as Innovation Director, Audio on Demand. Ooh, get him. And Darian Mooka is content creator for Pocket Casts. She's interviewed in Podcasting Essentials this episode. In advice today, what are the benefits of building a podcast website? Resonate Recordings tells us why they can be very powerful, and how can you do better interviews on your podcast? There's one thing that makes all the difference, says Joey Held. And in podcasts, Michael Moore has launched a new podcast. According to Boing Boing, it's rage-filled optimism. It's called Rumble, and it's hosted on Anchor. Also, Immigrantly is a podcast from a Pakistani-American human rights activist. It explores racial identity, culture, and class through the lens of immigrant experiences. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.